Both the Republican and Democratic conventions featured primetime appearances by top military men, both now retired. As he endorsed Hillary Clinton, General John Allen offered a thinly veiled but full-throated swipe at Donald Trump.
I also know that with her as our commander-in-chief, our international relations will not be reduced to a business transaction.
A week earlier, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn joined in with Trump supporters chanting to arrest Hillary Clinton.
Lock her up. That's right. Lock her up.
Those high-profile appearances have prompted another retired general to step forward. General Martin Dempsey was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff from 2011 to 2015. But rather than endorsing a candidate, he's calling on his fellow retired generals to refrain from displaying their political leanings. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, you did see Generals Allen and Flynn come on stage at their respective party conventions. And were you surprised?
I was surprised. We've been trying to renew our sense of professionalism and what it means to be a professional. And so because I think this was out of bounds, if you will, in terms of the way we define ourselves, our relationship with America, our relationship with our elected officials, I was surprised.
And surprised, and I'm going to guess upset.
Yeah, I was upset, not at the two individuals necessarily, but that somehow the message that we have been sending about the proper role of senior leaders, both on active duty and beyond, had not apparently made it every place that needed to make it.
Well, the message, as you put it, was contained in this letter that you wrote to the Washington Post, a kind of letter to the editor. So you speak of the special role that the military plays in our democracy and its relation to political leaders, civilian leaders. Sum that up for us.
The relationship of the military to our elected officials is, in the first place, codified in the Constitution. We very clearly are responsive to and supportive of our elected officials. Secondly, in order to sustain that relationship, both with elected officials and with the American people, really the foundation of all that is trust. And the issue for me was that if we begin to become part of partisan politics, inevitably that trust will break down with some segment of society. You know, I mean, right now we've got one general officer speaking on behalf of each candidate. And frankly, I wouldn't begrudge them a bit if they were speaking privately to candidates and giving them their advice. But it wasn't appropriate, in my judgment, I should say, that they spoke at a political convention.
Although they are retired. And I know that, you know, after you've spoken out, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn has come back to say he might have left behind his military career, but he took with him his freedom of speech.
Yeah, the freedom of speech argument is the one that's often invoked. But here's the reality. I mean, generals and admirals are generals and admirals for life. And they can do this. There's no law that precludes them from doing this. What I'm suggesting is that as members of a profession, they have both a personal reputation built on their own, and they have a collective reputation that comes to them by virtue of the fact that they've been part of a profession for 30 plus years. As you know, the military profession is held in great esteem by the American people. And the image of the American professional officer is one who's on guard for the nation, who is representative of all the people, who is subordinate to elected officials, not the image of someone giving an angry speech at a political convention.
Mm. You know, 12 generals have become president. I mean, starting with George Washington, obviously on to President Eisenhower. What's the difference?
Oh, for sure. And by the way, I've often said if a general officer or an admiral want to, or for that matter, any member of the military want to run for political office, I'm all for it. I think we do well to have military experience in the Congress of the United States. But here's the difference. If you run for office, what you essentially do is you put yourself into a position where you will now be accountable to voters. If you're speaking as a general or an admiral as part of a political campaign, you're not accountable to anyone. And by the way, making life much more difficult for those who continue to serve, who actually are accountable for the actions of the United States military as they deploy them across the land in response to the orders of elected officials.
What would be an example of that making it difficult, say, for someone who is currently a general and, say, waging a war on the Islamic State?
Well, let me speak from personal experience. And so I've served at high levels for the last three presidents. And one of the things that was very clear to me is that to be an effective military advisor, you have to have the trust of those you're advising. And my assertion here is that when general officers and admirals become politicized, it can reflect back on those currently serving. And it's my instinct that there will be certain elected officials who begin to be concerned that the general officer corps and the admirals are becoming politicized. And if they become concerned about that, that trust relationship begins to break down. The expectation is that you are neutral to politics so that you can do your job no matter who's elected.
Do you have strong political opinions?
Of course I do. I'm a United States citizen. I will exercise my right to vote in November. I do have some very strong feelings about the right path for this country. I will talk about the issues, whether it's terrorism or Russia or China or Iran or DPRK and how we manage all of those simultaneously as a global power. I do talk about the issues frequently, but I don't talk about who I think should be the next commander-in-chief.
General Martin Dempsey was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff from 2011 to 2015. Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, Renee, take care.